The rectangle of light that had drifted up Caravaggio's chair was framing his chest and head so that, to the English patient, the face seemed a portrait. In muted light, his hair appeared dark, but now the wild hair lit up bright. The bags under his eyes washed out in the pink late daylight. "I can talk with you, Caravaggio, because I feel we are both mortal. The girl, the boy, they are not mortal yet, in spite of what they have been through. Hannah was greatly distressed when I first met her." "Her father was killed in France," Caravaggio said. "I see. She would not talk about it. She was distant from everybody. The only way I could get her to communicate was to ask her to read to me. Do you realize neither of us has children?" Then, pausing as if considering a possibility, "Do you have a wife?" Orma, she asked. Caravaggio said nothing. "You must talk to me, Caravaggio." "Thieves like us were used a great deal during the war," Caravaggio said. "We were legitimized, we stole. Then some of us began to advise. We could read through the camouflage of deceit more naturally than official intelligence. We created double bluffs. Whole campaigns were being run by this mixture of crooks and intellectuals. I was all over the Middle East. That's where I first heard about you. You were a mystery, a vacuum on their charts, turning your knowledge of the desert into German hands. Too much happened at El Taj in 1939 when I was rounded up, imagined to be a spy," the English patient said. "So that's when you went over to the Germans." Silence. "And you still were unable to get back to the cave of swimmers and Owainat?" Caravaggio asked. "Not till I volunteered to take Epler across the desert." "There is something I must tell you," Caravaggio said. "To do with 1942, when you guided the spy into Cairo, when you were working for Rommel." "A brilliant man. What were you going to tell me?" "I was going to say, when you came through the desert avoiding Allied troops, traveling with Epler, it was heroic. Only you could have gotten Rommel's man into Cairo with his copy of Rebecca."
"How did you know that?"
"What I want to say is that they did not just discover Epler in Cairo. They knew about the whole journey. A German code had been broken long before, but we couldn't let Rommel know that, or our sources would have been discovered. So we had to wait till Cairo to capture Epler. We watched you all the way, all through the desert, and because intelligence had your name, knew you were involved, they were even more interested. You were being tracked very carefully. You were not the spies. We were the spies. Intelligence thought you had killed Geoffrey Clifton over the woman. They had found his grave in 1939, but there was no sign of his wife. You had become the enemy, not when you sided with Germany, but when you began your affair with Catherine Clifton."
"I see," the English patient said.